This is Radio Nepal. I'm T.K. Prasad Khadka with news, the headlines first. Government decides to endorse recently issued ordinances through fast track. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli claims to have received positive responses on government issued ordinances. Energy Minister Deepak Khadka vows sustainable energy development along with net zero carbon emission. Stakeholders emphasize on mobilization of green finance for renewable energy promotion. And at least 17 foreign peacekeepers killed and hundreds of people wounded as fighting escalates in Congo. Now the news in detail. The government has decided to endorse the recently issued ordinances through a fast track. A meeting of the Council of Ministers held today agreed to proceed with the endorsements of the documents through a fast track by the Federal Parliament's winter session commencing on the 31st of January. According to the government spokesperson and communication minister Prithibi Subba Gurung, the cabinet decided to formulate regulations to implement the ordinances issued by the president that have now been registered in the Federal Parliament. The communication minister also defended that it is the constitutional right of the government to introduce an ordinance on a need basis. The cabinet meeting also decided to observe the Martyrs' Day tomorrow on Wednesday by organizing various programs. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology has presented the bill related to operation, use and regulation of social sites in the Parliament. The bill has been presented in Parliament in accordance with the decision taken by a meeting of the Council of Ministers held on the 20th of January. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli says positive responses have been received about the recently issued ordinances by the government. Addressing the parliamentary party meeting of the CP and EML today, Prime Minister Oli reiterated that the ordinances were brought to create an enabling environment for retaining youths in the country, ensure effective public service delivery, and create business-friendly environments. The Prime Minister said that 29 laws were amended from the ordinances and the replacement bills would be brought soon in the winter session of the Federal Parliament. On the occasion, the UML Parliamentary Party leader and Prime Minister Oli also asked the UML parliamentarians to present themselves on the basis of fact and logic, being more restrained and responsible. The Business Advisory Committee of the House of Representatives has determined the agenda for the House of meeting scheduled for coming Friday. A meeting of the committee presided over by Speaker Debraj Khimire today fixed the possible agenda of the meeting. As per the committee's decision, the ordinances to be presented in Parliament on the first day of the winter session are the ordinance amending some Nepal acts related to cooperatives, the ordinance amending some Nepal acts related to promotion of good governance and public service delivery, among others. Minister for Energy Deepak Khadka has stated that the government was advancing in a planned way to build a foundation for resilient and low-carbon economy, pursuing a sustainable and inclusive energy development. At the Energy Transition for Resilient and Low-Carbon Economy Summit 2025 in Kathmandu today, Minister Khadka said that the government was implementing the plans of risk reduction in development projects, increase internal power consumption and energy export promotion. Likewise, Development Director at the British Embassy in Nepal, Pippa Bird, laid emphasis on mobilization of green finance for the promotion of renewable energy. She also stressed the need for a robust distribution system and infrastructure development for cross-border power transmission and other things for increasing access to domestic power supply. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Podyal assured that the professional rights and interests of nursing profession will be incorporated in the Health Service Act. Addressing the 63rd anniversary of Nepal Nursing Association and annual general meeting in Kathmandu today, Minister Podyal assured that the draft of the act was in the offing. The minister also emphasized the introduction and implementation of measures such as increasing facilities, ensuring safe working environments, rewarding and punishment provisions for professional and personality development of nurses and to prevent out-migration of nursing human resources. Experts have stressed the critical need to conserve the Chure region for the prosperity of Madhes. During a two-day orientation on Chure conservation and development organized by at Bardibas in Madhes province. Experts noted that Chure conservation is a shared responsibility as daily life in Madhes is closely linked to the Chure region. They also pointed out the need of clear policies for the responsible utilization of resources in Chure region. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
सजिलो छ है एन्टी एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गर 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
हातमा एन्टी एप छ त सजिलो सुविधा लिन
रिचार्ज गर्न होस् या ब्यालेन्स ट्रान्सफर गर्न अल डिटेल डेटा भोइसको स्ट्याटस थाहा पाउन गिफ्ट प्याक पठाउन वा फाइबर इन्टरनेटको जानकारी पाउन सजिलो छ है एन्टी एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गर 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
प्ले स्टोर वा एप स्टोरबाट सजिलै नेपाल टेलिकमको एप डाउनलोड गर्न सकिन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Intense clashes between M23 rebels and Congolese government forces in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, city of Goma, have resulted in numerous casualties, with hospitals overwhelmed by the influx of wounded and bodies reportedly lying in the streets. During a news briefing on Tuesday, the UN and aid agencies highlighted the dire situation in Goma, where hospitals are struggling to cope with the surge in patients suffering from the gunshot wounds, mortar injuries, and shrapnel damage. According to the BBC, at least 17 foreign peacekeepers have now been killed in clashes with the rebels. On Monday, the M23 rebels, who are allegedly supported by Rwanda, according to the United Nations, entered Goma and declared control of the strategic city. This marks a significant setback for the Congolese army and the major escalation in the protracted conflict, which has claimed hundreds of lives and displaced millions in the region. In the capital, Kinshasa, foreign embassies have become targets of protests by angry crowds, reflecting the growing tension and frustration over the ongoing crisis. U.S. President Donald Trump has described the rise of Chinese company DeepSeek as a wake-up call for the U.S. tech industry following the emergence of its AI model, which has sent shockwaves through Wall Street. Shares in major tech firms, including chip giant Nvidia, plummeted, with Nvidia alone losing nearly $600 billion in market value. The industry has been rattled by DeepSeek's claim that its R1 AI model was developed at a fraction of the cost compared to its competitors. This has sparked concerns about the future of America's dominance in AI and the scale of investments being planned by the U.S. firms. However, DeepSeek's rapid rise has also raised cybersecurity concerns in several countries. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces and mainly fair in the rest of the provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government decides to endorse recently issued ordinances through fast track. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli claims to have received positive responses on government issued ordinances. Energy Minister Deepak Khadka vows sustainable energy development along with net zero carbon emission. Stakeholders emphasize on mobilization of green finance for renewable energy promotion. And at least 17 foreign peacekeepers killed and hundreds of people wounded as fighting escalates in Congo. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 AM tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.